Sweet Love by Light Gitzen. Read by C.M. Shaw, Hannah Nobita, and Penny Plainnitz. Jamie's pretty smug about the whole thing because, seriously, these are some problem-solving skills he's got going on. To be honest, he didn't know he had it in him, at least until inspiration struck in the middle of a morning of casual porn watching. Jamie's not one to toot his own horn. There are moments on the ice when he feels invincible, and lately he's been getting the emphatic impression that he's hot shit in bed. But when push comes to shove, he's just a guy getting by. But for real, not just anyone's got this kind of creativity and lateral thinking to throw around.
The fuck?
Tyler says. The thing is, the victory sex is so hot, he can't actually deal sometimes. And the defeat sex is explosive, if in an entirely different way. They actually have a little talk about it at the end of a bad losing skid, in which they uneasily circle around the topic for half an hour before admitting that, yeah, it's great, but they both kind of hurt like hell, so maybe they should tone it down a bit when they're pissed off like that.
I'm not punking out on your dick or anything,
Tyler says worriedly. No, I get you. Jamie shakes his head hard. Last night brought home the full force of the phrase, ridden hard and put away wet, and he's not entirely sure he'll be able to cross his legs anytime soon. So that's all fine, if occasionally resulting in friction burns. But the thing is, Jamie would also like to have other kinds of sex.
You mean like dirty shit?
Tyler says, and mimes cracking a whip. What? No. What?
Because I thought we were trying to cut down on the possibility of a really embarrassing injury, is all.
Tyler says.
But if you're game.
I'm not, Jamie says firmly, before Tyler can demonstrate his pathological inability to pass up a dare, even when it doesn't actually exist. And what do you mean, dirty shit? What exactly have we been doing up until now? Okay, no whips or anything like that. No equipment at all, come to think of it. Though that's probably just because they've never slowed down enough to bother. But seriously, the first time they slept together, Tyler sucked on Jamie's fingers while they screwed, and then had him stuff two of them up into him alongside his dick. And that was when they were still a little shy about asking for things in bed.
Eh,
Tyler says.
I mean, I guess we get off a bit of a train once in a while.
You, Jamie starts. Then belatedly figures out that he's being fucked with. He can totally tell now, usually because Tyler finds himself hilarious and busts up laughing halfway through a chirp. Seriously, though, Jamie says 5 minutes later, after a tickle fight that escalated a little out of hand. The top sheet is now in tatters, but whatever. I was trying to say maybe we could slow down sometime. Tyler looks like he finds that hilarious.
Oh, you mean like the face-to-face looking soulfully into each other's eyes thing?
He says, just as if he isn't the sappiest motherfucker Jamie's ever met. Something like that, Jamie says dryly.
Aww, you want to make sweet, sweet love to me,
Tyler says. He props his chin on Jamie's chest, beaming like an asshole. Jamie glares. It's not like they aren't on the same page here. Though in their case, being crazy about each other should definitely be said with the emphasis on the crazy. They'd settled all that in one conversation early on. Jamie had temporarily lost his mind at the end of it and said a bunch of whacked out caveman shit, which made Tyler laugh until he choked, then climb all over Jamie's dick, murmuring about how if it was the only one he was getting in him from now on, what a lucky break that it was such a big one. Which translated to some serious business promises in Jamie's book. So, yeah, they both know where they stand here. Sweet, sweet love, Jamie repeats, because really there's no option here but to own it. He raises an eyebrow. You in? He leans closer. Dare you?
Oh,
Tyler says, sitting up straight.
It is on.
They suck at it. It starts out great. Jamie wakes Tyler from his mid-afternoon off-day nap. He times it just right, too. Tyler got enough rest that he's not super cranky, but he's still sleepy and a little out of it. Jamie touches him carefully, kisses his neck, his eyelids, his mouth, until Tyler is kissing him back, murmuring an indistinct question. "Shh, shh," Jamie says, drawing away enough to talk. "Just go with it."
"Okay,"
Tyler says, voice hoarse from sleep. It goes great for a couple of minutes. Everything is quiet and liquid slow. Jamie stays on top of the blankets while Tyler is underneath, and there's something hot and sweet about not getting instantly to skin. Jamie is just starting to congratulate himself on what a baller idea this was when Tyler moans quietly and bites the skin under Jamie's jaw. Jamie shudders from his toes, has the sex equivalent of a rage blackout, and the next thing he knows, they're loudly 69ing. Tyler's got teeth marks and beard burn up and down the insides of both thighs, and he's rimming Jamie for all he's worth. Oops. They sprawl next to each other, still face to groin, when they're done.
"Yeah,"
Tyler says after he's caught his breath.
"You know something, Pookie? I think we need to spice things up. Get out of this rut we're in."
"Shut up," Jamie groans.
"I mean, it's all this missionary position and doing it to soft music with the lights off,"
Tyler says, because he never, ever shuts up when he should. "It'll work next time," Jamie says firmly. "Seriously, who fails at making sweet, sweet love?" They fail. They fail hard. Repeatedly. Embarrassingly. "It's like we just can't control ourselves," Jamie says mournfully to Jordy on Bros Night. Jamie goes out with Jordy and Tyler stays home and drinks beer with Brownie over Skype. We look at each other and it's like, boom, crazy rabbit fucking. Jordy lowers his beer, gaping.
"Your problems are hilarious,"
he says. "No, but..." Jamie slaps his palm down on the table. "Candles, silk sheets, rose petals. None of it worked."
"It didn't work?"
Jordy asks dubiously. Jamie leans across the table. He can feel himself making crazy eyes. "Didn't work," he repeats. "One second, we're just getting past first base by candlelight, and then wham, it's all kinky games with hot wax."
"Wow,"
Jordy says faintly.
"So, like, I can see where the silk sheets could go porno on you, but what the hell did you do with the rose petals?"
"You don't want to know," Jamie says grimly.
"Yeah,"
Jordy says, and pats Jamie on the shoulder.
"I can see how hard all this is for you. Stay strong, buddy."
So Jamie does what he knows how to do. He keeps trying. That's the way to get shit done. You're drafted low and you know you've got more going for you than anyone but your brother believes. You practice like your life depends on it. You want to gaze into your boyfriend's eyes while the two of you have simultaneous orgasms and whisper about your love? See, the problem is, they're already fucking like their lives depend on it. So Jamie's not entirely sure where to go from here. But he keeps trying. He's not quitting on this, no matter how unlikely it's starting to seem. Tyler's always willing to go along, which is nice. But it turns out when everyone kept saying that Tyler was up for anything, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, they really meant he was up for anything. Up to and including doing it missionary to soft music with the lights off. Theoretically. Tyler is relentlessly enthusiastic about the whole project, actually. Except, well, all that practicing does give Jamie time to notice things and look for patterns and think it through. And the conclusion he begins to arrive at eventually is that Tyler, well, it's you, Jamie bursts out after one particularly disastrous time. They'd tried to have slow, lazy sex in Tyler's hot tub, and instead things took a crazy left turn when Jamie noticed how flushed Tyler was from the hot water, and he said things about that, and Tyler said things back, and it seemed perfectly reasonable for Tyler to jerk off while Jamie smacked his thighs and his ass to see what colors he could get them to turn.
"Me?"
Tyler is draped half out of the water, his head resting on his folded arms. He opens one eye to stare vaguely in Jamie's direction. You, Jamie repeats. You're the problem here.
Oh, I see how it is,
Tyler says.
On the ice, it's always we rise and fall together, boys, and all that shit, but get you in the bedroom and the truth comes out.
Jamie splashes him. I'm serious.
Okay.
Tyler turns over, swipes ineffectively at his sticky belly with a towel, then slides right back into the water anyway because he's a disgusting animal. He cuddles up to Jamie on the bench seat, though.
Tell me how it's all my fault.
You're too hot for it, Jamie announces. You get going so fast, there isn't time. And his enthusiasm drags Jamie along, just like it does when they aren't in bed. He's expecting some epic chirping, but all Tyler does is nod thoughtfully.
Yeah, no, that's fair,
he says.
I'm super easy.
Which is awesome, Jamie says quickly, just in case there's any question. Tyler tucks his hands behind his head and leans back.
Oh, so I've heard,
he says smugly.
Mostly from you.
Yeah, well, someone does good, you tell them about it. That's like leadership. And it gets Jamie laid lots. But in this instance, Jamie's sure he has this right. The problem isn't them, it's Tyler. He can get worked up to fever pitch with just a few soft touches, and then he gets ideas, and he leads Jamie along by the balls. Not that Jamie's been doing a good job of putting up any sort of resistance, but it starts with Tyler, and once it starts, it finishes hard and really quick, because that's how Tyler finishes. Didn't you ever try to slow down? Jamie asks. Like when you're jerking off, don't you ever play that game where you hold off and hold off? Tyler shrugs.
No, man. Jizzing's awesome. Why would I ever want to put that off?
Which, Jamie realizes despairingly, is the heart of the problem. And so typically Tyler, that it makes his heart flutter fondly. Ugh. A lot of guys would get squirrely about being called out for a lack of stamina. Tyler just is what he is, and people can take it or leave it. Jamie'll take it. Thanks very much. So Jamie thinks about it some more. He even tries holding Tyler back, jerking him off with a controlled pace and slowing down when Tyler starts getting worked up. But the thing is, Tyler is easy. He can get off on the soft rub of Jamie's fingers under the head of his dick, or the faintest press of teeth to a sensitive area. It's really fucking hot, is what it is. The way Tyler loves to be touched, loves what Jamie does to him. So, yeah, maybe that experiment doesn't get them very far. So he keeps thinking, and they keep screwing. And one morning, after they've slept apart because Tyler has some nasty shoulder bruising and wanted the full width of the bed to sprawl in, Jamie wakes up horny and turns on some porn and gets inspired. Because what they need here, if they're going to make sweet, sweet love, they're gonna need to order some sex toys.
The fuck?
Tyler says. It's for you, Jamie says. A present. Tyler hooks one finger through the cock ring. He's got a very judgy eyebrow going on.
I thought you wanted to walk on the unwild side.
I do, Jamie says. Consider this like a leash for your wilder impulses. Tyler tips his head and thinks about it for an entire 2 seconds.
Yeah, sure,
he says, reaching for his belt.
Why the hell not?
It's not a disaster. But it's also not at all what they were going for. Oh, God, Jamie says.
We've got 3 hours. Skate?
Tyler says vaguely. Jamie already feels like he's been bag skated for an hour. The thought of dragging himself all the way to the rink and putting on skates and having to, like, move is not working for him. He tries to shift over an inch out of the wet spot, but just hisses and collapses instead. You motherfucker! You clawed me! He gingerly tries to look over his shoulder to assess the state of his back.
Oh, I...
Tyler starts. He rolls carefully over and gets a load of Jamie's back.
Holy shit, I totally did!
He whistles.
Dude, you're gonna need like Neosporin on that.
Then his face abruptly creases up and he starts laughing. What? Jamie demands. This does not seem funny to him.
Fuckery.
Tyler gasps and points at Jamie's back.
Guys are gonna... Oh, God.
Yep, he was right. It's definitely not funny. I hate you, Jamie says.
So that's a no on doing that again?
Tyler asks innocently. No fucking way, Jamie says. Then he sighs. For, like, a month. Until I recover. He jabs Tyler in the ribs. You never said that you don't do self-restraint because you're so fucking awful at it. Though, to be fair, Jamie really should have called that one, given everything he knows about Tyler. Like most times, it went well at first. They got Tyler hard. Jamie waved a hand vaguely in the direction of his dick and sort of blew on it, mission accomplished, and fitted the ring on before he was all the way there. Then they made out for a while, slow and gentle and really, really nice, if truth be told. Except right about the time Jamie was thinking of moving things along, Tyler went off the fucking rails. It hit both of them out of nowhere. They were fine, they were good, then some timer seemed to go off in Tyler's head, or his dick, probably, and suddenly it was, now, 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 gotta have it. Jamie instinctively pinned him down by the wrist to keep him from yanking the ring off and coming on the spot, which worked, but was a fucking terrible idea, because then he had Tyler pinned by the wrists, and that got both of them going. So they did the obvious thing and fucked like crazy people, with Tyler scratching and biting the whole time, alternatively begging and threatening. Jamie had particularly enjoyed Tyler's protestations that he would never put out again, wouldn't let Jamie anywhere near him if he didn't get to come, all delivered while shoving hard onto Jamie's dick and grinding like a porn star.
I thought the ring was supposed to take care of it for me,
Tyler says.
Totally not my fault.
He's annoyingly bright-eyed for a guy who just spent a solid 10 minutes completely out of his mind. It did work, Jamie says slowly. Sort of. I mean, you didn't come. At least until Jamie unsnapped the ring and Tyler screamed the place down. You were just a fucking wildcat or something until then. Tyler looks smug. What? You're telling me you want to do that again right now? Jamie says pointedly. Tyler opens his mouth, shuts it. Yeah, he'd enjoyed the hell out of himself eventually, but Jamie was actually pretty worried there in the middle that things had gone past the fun kind of out of hand to the not fun kind. Tyler's need was so intense, his emotions so out of control. It was a pretty amazing experience. Jamie felt kind of honored to be given something like that. But he was still this close to calling the whole thing off in the middle.
Maybe in a couple months,
Tyler says slowly.
So what are the odds we can get as far as the shower?
Jamie drops it after that, partly because the season is heating up and they just don't have a lot of time, and partly because the guys did in fact get endless mileage out of the state of his back. Jamie doesn't mind some of it. He actually is sleeping with a freak in the sheets, and Tyler's no lady on the street, but Jamie's got no complaints there. A couple of the guys, though, think it's hilarious to try to shake his hand and act like he's some sex god, which somehow worms its way through Jamie's carefully cultivated thick skin for locker room shit and embarrasses the fuck out of him. Somewhere in there, the cock ring vanishes from Jamie's nightstand drawer. He definitely didn't move it, and there's only one other person who goes in that drawer, so, okay, that's a pretty clear statement. Not doing that again. Which is sad, and a huge fucking relief. Tyler has some shit to do right after their season ends, so it takes him a week to join Jamie and Victoria. But once he's there, he fits seamlessly into Jamie and Jordy's carefully refined, perfect summer formula of workouts and cookouts. Except it turns out the formula is even better with ready access to hot and cold running sex. Tyler wakes him up early one afternoon by straddling his hips. "Hi," Jamie says, blinking his eyes open and stretching. "It's a rest day after a long bike ride yesterday."
"Hi,"
Tyler wriggles on his hips.
"Are you well hydrated?"
"Sure," Jamie says.
"Had a good breakfast, lots of protein, solid sleep last night?"
Jamie frowns. "You were there for all of that. What's this about?" Tyler smirks like a sex demon and produces the cock ring out of thin air.
"Just making sure you're up to it,"
he says. "Oh shit," Jamie breathes. "Really?" Tyler nods, smirk widening.
"Just one little tweak,"
he says, and spins the ring between his fingers.
"Think this'll fit you?"
Jamie's not that big, but he appreciates the ego stroking. "Oh yeah," he says, starting to grin. "We can do that." They're both well-rested, well-fed, in fantastic shape. They've got this giant bed and nowhere they really have to be tomorrow. This is going to be great. Torn sheets, mysterious bruises, wake up hoarse afterward, great. They're pretty flexible about who does what to whom, though obviously they both have their favorites. Today they're in agreement that they should stick with Jamie on top, just to, like, complete the experimental set. It's kind of what Jamie expected at first. Tyler gets on his knees, bent forward over a giant stack of pillows with his hands ready to brace against the headboard, because they learned that lesson the hard way. Jamie gets in him the way Tyler likes, with barely adequate prep. And then he pounds it home until he's dripping with sweat and Tyler is shaking under him, one hand braced and the other shoved underneath to jerk himself off. Tyler comes with a lot of thrashing and an incredible amount of noise. Jamie drills him through the whole thing. He's probably leaving bruises on Tyler's hips. He has to hang on so hard to hold him still for it. He keeps going after Tyler's done, because watching that was really fucking good for him, and he knows this script by now. Except then it dawns on him that, hey, he might be frantically humping his hips, and he might be already there in his head, but he's not actually going to come. Oh, yeah, forgot about that. Hey, Jamie makes himself slow down. Tyler usually comes first, and sure, they've kept going after that before, but it was never for very long. Are you okay to keep going?
Oh,
Tyler says, like he's just remembered what they're doing.
Yeah, I think so.
He gives Jamie this absolutely filthy smile over his shoulder.
Bet you can get me off again.
Huh, Jamie says. Vistas of possibility are opening up before him. Tyler's always been good to go for a second round. Hell, he's usually the one talking Jamie into it. That's Tyler, quick to go off, quick to come back for more. Jamie's starting to wonder how fast he can make that happen. Here, turn over, he says, pulling out. Tyler rolls off the pillows with a flump and sprawls on his back. He's got a smear of spunk on his abs. One of Tyler's legs ends up hooked around Jamie's ribs as he gets back in there. Jamie had just intended to mix things up a little, sort of change the scenery since they're going to be here for a while. He doesn't intend anything that actually happens. They've ended up in a patch of afternoon sunlight. It's hot, what with all the hard work Jamie's been doing here. So he slows down, tries to catch his breath, let the sweat dry a bit. Tyler looks good. He's one of those people who looks better and better the brighter the light. He's summer tan and filled out. His arms alone can make Jamie's mouth water. Tyler blinks. His lashes are long and dark, his eyes suddenly very hazel in a trick of the light. And just like that, as thoughtlessly as the craziest shit they've ever done, there it is. They're pressed close from hip to cheek, their hands locked on either side of Tyler's head, rocking it out slow and inevitable. Like a calm ocean. Jamie's only dimly aware of what's happening. It's not exactly gentle, but it is slow. Jamie feels like he could do this all day. Tyler doesn't, but that's okay too. He gets hard fast and starts wriggling, trying to rub off against Jamie's stomach. It doesn't work very well, which they apparently conclude at the same time because they reach to jerk him off together. "There you go," Jamie says. "I love that you're so easy. Did you know that?" Tyler smiles all the way through his orgasm. His eyes are closed, and Jamie nuzzles their faces together, kissing the place where Tyler's lashes rest on his cheek.
"It's so good,"
Tyler says. Jamie brushes their mouths together. "Yeah, come all over yourself, as many times as you want. I love it. It should be filthy, and it is, but it's also tender." Jamie shifts his weight, and they sort of melt over onto their sides. Tyler is loose and bendy in Jamie's arms, following along sluggishly as they move. They don't have good leverage, but that's okay. They can wrap around each other and rock back and forth. Tyler is clinging to his shoulders, sighing out things Jamie can't quite catch.
"You're such a stud,"
Tyler says eventually. Jamie reflexively assumes it's sarcastic, and it takes him a minute to realize that, no, Tyler was actually sincere there. Figures that sincerity sounds exactly like his normal porn dialogue, just breathier. "Don't know how much more I've got," Jamie confesses. Sure, he isn't going to come like this, but it's starting to be the only thing he can think about.
"Oh."
Tyler reaches down, fumbling until he finds the ring. It's snugged at the base of Jamie's dick, but hard to get to because he's pressed up far inside Tyler, pulling out only a tiny bit before sliding back in.
"You want me to?"
Tyler asks. Jamie swallows, nods. "Please." Tyler finds the snap and the ring pops off. Jamie grunts. It's like when the blood rushes into his hand after it's fallen asleep, only it's his dick and the sensation is all in his head. He thinks he's going to come right away like Tyler did, but that doesn't happen. Instead, they hold each other tight, kissing like teenagers. Jamie says a lot of things, though he's not sure which ones are just in his head and which ones come out. It doesn't really matter. Tyler gets him. He comes on a shudder and a sigh. Tyler trembles against him, teeth slipping and digging into Jamie's lip. It's a bright shooting star of pain in this slow, soft place they've gone. They separate eventually, bit by bit, peeling carefully apart to lie a few inches away and stare at each other. Jamie doesn't know whose sweat he's wiping off his chest, and he's not entirely sure he can feel his toes.
"Wow,"
Tyler says quietly. Jamie nods. He reaches out, and Tyler meets him halfway. They hold hands in the small space between their bodies.
"Oops,"
Tyler says, and starts to laugh. Jamie cracks up with him, squeezing his hand. "It just figures," he said. "I should have known all it'd take is screwing you until you can't come anymore." Tyler laughs harder.
"I know, right?"
He leans in and pecks a kiss on Jamie's cheek.
"We should totally do that again, only you should tie me up and do me until I cry."
He winks, and Jamie laughs again. "Right," he says. That sounds like sweet, sweet love to him. The end.
Ah! Know you're certain? Ah! Know you're certain? For the love, a little peace and understanding. And I know it's been hard trying to find your way, but you got to keep on searching harder day by day. 'Cause I want you. And you stand on up, yes sir. Put a little love in your heart, a little heart in your love. Together we can make a way. wanted. Don't want it too hard. Oh, what I'm trying to say. Cause it's love.